Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show. This band is called Lagwagon. This song is called Obsolete Absolute.
Debris.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. Here I am, playing some punk rock music for your hopefully listening pleasure. Until roughly, let's do it until 10 o'clock today in the morning. I started off the show with a band called Lagwagon. They are playing in Vancouver on December 2nd, which is coincidentally a Saturday, and that is happening at the Hollywood Theater. And I felt like this was a good enough reason to play you a song called Obsolete Absolute from their album called Hank. Good. Today on the show, I'll do all the usual things. I'll play you some punk rock music. We'll do an interview with a member of a local band. And then I'll preview another local show, which was taking place this weekend. But how about we'll start with some new music. We'll start with a band which I don't know anything about them. They're called Fog and Lasers. I don't absolutely nothing about this band. But they Chris Creswell from the Flightliners is one of their songs. And he posted on his social media, and I listened to the song, and it's really good. And this is pretty much the summary of I know about this band. I don't even know where they're from. Hopefully they're from a very good place. How about we'll check it out? This song is great. The band is called Fog and Lasers. Could be a good name. And this song is called You're Late. This is a song from their album called Fog and Lasers 3. Good, good, very good. Let's do it. This song is called You're Late. You listen to Russian Tim Show. Going good so far.
Be aware, don't be scared, 'cause it's all just natural. thought it was your guy, but it was Kennedy. Thought you were sorry about the Ruby kid. Just be thought it was my fondness, but it was barely a harm. The conversation's if you fell asleep, and then I blamed it on Valeria. I should have had a clue, you lost a shoe and fell asleep in the solarium. Thought it was your guy, but it was Kennedy. You pulled me close, I don't want the drool from your cheeks. If you were served by the room began to spin. The time is over, new operator, the machines. Thought it was one of us, but it was barely a hum. Thought it was your guy, but it was Kennedy. Thought you were sober.
I'm scrolling. настроение так себе, и улыбка моя атрофирована. Музыку в уши на максимум, ты слышала, что началась война. Двери закрой на замки и засовы, сломай телефон, не общайся ни с кем. А я даю тебе честное слово, мы не выживем. Все, что услышишь, обсудишь с врачом. Этот мир обречен, можешь молиться своим богам. Мир узнает меня как врага. Все, что услышишь, обсудишь с врачом. Этот мир обречен, можешь молиться своим богам. Мир узнает меня как врага. Приготовь мне сегодня, любимый гаспачо, а я возьму 6 бутылок вина. Есть ощущение, что я это начал. Ты слышала, что началась война. Мы залезем с тобою под одеяло, и я оближу все твои губы. Если ты раньше со мной не кончала, другого шанса, возможно, не будет. Все, что услышишь, обсудишь с врачом. Этот мир обречен, можешь молиться своим богам. Мир узнает меня как врага. Все, что слышишь, обсудишь с врачом. Этот мир обречен, можешь молиться своим богам. Мир узнает меня как врага. Забывай, труба, бей барабан. Эта планета чем-то больна. И как это все относится к нам? Ты слышала, что началась война. И все сильнее болит голова, а мы до конца не покинем кровать. Знаешь, наверное, ты права. Мир не достоин существовать. Все, что услышишь, обсудишь с врачом. Этот мир обречен, можешь молиться своим богам. Мир узнает меня как врага. Все, что слышишь, обсудишь с врачом. Этот мир обречен, можешь молиться своим богам. Мир узнает меня как врага.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR, this is Russian Tim Show, playing you some punk rock music on the radio waves of 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Played a few songs, liked all of them, let's see if you did like them, dear listener. The opening track was by a band called Fog and Lasers. I know nothing about them besides that Chris Creswell from the Flatliners sings on this song, and that song I played you was called You're Late, great song. Then we heard Tightwire, that was called a song called Smoke Machine from new album called Head Full of Snakes. Then we heard a band from Australia, this song was about ketamine. It was thought it was yoga, but it was ketamine. Goes out to my friend listening all the way from Hertfordshire, and to their celebration of fantastic foods and hospitality. The new album by Friends of the Rome is called The Cup of Pestilence. Then we heard Broke Downs, their new album is called Maximum Hockey, it's amazing. Chakra Updates, obviously that was the song. Then we heard Raging Nathan's that And You Know I Know. And the final track was by the band from Russia, they called Shinki. And that was a song called Mir Abrechen from their new album called Complex и Syndrom. Вот так вот. Good. Good. That was block of new music. Let's move on to the show, and I'll tell you about the little new project which I'm participating with. And this is what's going to be the next chapter of this show about. So about 2-3 years ago, my buddy Chris sent me an instrumentals of some music, and which sounded like it was recorded on a dictaphone, and that was his brilliant idea of to release an album which was sounded like recorded on a dictaphone, and he wanted to have vocals in a foreign language, which I am personally very capable of, the foreign language being not English, and so we started working on those songs. I started listening to those instrumentals, couldn't really come up with any lyrics. I'm not really good at that stuff, but I felt like this dictaphone instrumentals had a very kind of same mood to the Russian poetry from 1920s. There was an era in Russian poetry which was called Silver Age of Russian poetry that dates somewhere around 1920s. There was a lot of symbolism, there was a lot of futurism, lots of poetry was quite weird, which I felt like was a perfect fit for an album which sounds like it was recorded on a dictaphone. So we did record this album, the album came out, it's called Dictaphone Future, and this Saturday we are doing an album release show at the Lido. It's going to be extremely strange and weird. This is completely different from what I do with my band Russian Tim and Pavel Burez. This is absolutely out of my comfort zone, but that's why it's fun for me. And if you would like to see some weird music on Saturday and listen to some Russian poetry from the 1920s in the language which you most likely don't understand, welcome to Lido on Saturday. $10 to get in. And this band is called Shame Spiral. How about I play you one song? This song was actually, in terms of poetry, was a bit of an exception. This song was, the poem was written by my dad, so that's why it's very special to me. The song is called Amoral, or Amoral. And how about I'll play you, don't be scary, it's gonna sound weird because it sounds like it's recorded on a dictaphone. But it's fun, it's a good song. It's a good song and good lyrics from my dad. And also, sounds good, very good life when we play it in the rehearsal space. So that's what we're gonna do on Saturday at the Lido. Let's do this. This band is called Shame Spiral. This is Dictaphone Future, and this song is called Amoral.
Yeah!
Hello, 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 you listen to the radio station CITR. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. That was a band called Shame Spiral, this was Dictaphone Future, and that was a song called Amoral. That was really, really fun. I think so. Like I said, this is the project which I'm participating on. We have an album release show this Saturday at Lido. $10 to get in. There will be limited LP versions of this album called Dictaphone Future. And how about we'll talk to the fearless leader of this project, Chris, who is, like I said, the fearless leader of this project and also runs the record label Both Dreams from the Hill. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Hi, Tim. Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course, my friend. Thank you so much for finding time. And thank you so much for making me part of this extremely weird and super fun project. Thank you so much for having me as a part of this.
Of course. There's no one else that could do it. You're the only person.
Exactly. I'm sure that's true. Could you please tell a little bit the background of the story? Because when you messaged me and said that you have an album which sounds like it was recorded on a dictaphone, it sounded a little bit weird to, like, you know, and how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I guess the main reason behind the idea was simply that I had a dictaphone. I would record practices with my bands using the dictaphone and then transfer it onto my computer if I was making like references for us to listen to. And I just really started to dig the lo-fi sound that we were accomplishing with it. So then I decided that I wanted to do a project where I was just using the dictaphone to record the music to just get that really lo-fi thing and, you know, not try to do it afterwards with plugins and stuff, but just literally use the crappiest recording device that I could to get the bad sound that we were looking for.
So
I did it with a whole bunch of people. And then, yeah, we looped you in when we had all of the songs compiled and we needed someone to sing on top.
Exactly. So, like, it's actually, like it's just recorded on the dictaphone. So that music, there's no, like, no Pro Tools, no nothing. It's just, like, as is, right?
Yeah, I mean, so I did put it onto my computer after we would record. Generally, we would record the bass and the drums on the dictaphone, or it was the keyboards and the drums. And once I put it on to the computer, I would usually do an overdub of like keyboards. But the keyboard I was using sounds quite bad anyway. So it was okay that I was recording it on the computer because it was still going to have that 8-bit sound, which seemed to meld well with the sound that we were getting from the dictaphone.
Exactly.
And then, of course, when we recorded your vocals, we did those on the computer as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that lots of friends helped you, and there's so many great Vancouver artists who participated in this album. So could you please name a few? And yeah, because there's quite a few good names.
Yeah, I hope I don't leave anyone out, but I know that Eric Axon had contributed a song, and he plays... His project right now is called Soft Fossil. He was in Sightlines and Hermetic. He also shared a practice space with me for over a decade. And then we had Dan Tompkins, who I play lots of music with, like Baby Control and Slim Fathers and various other things. He played on a few songs, as did Andrew Candela, whose main project is Death Talks. And those two guys are in the live band with you and Melissa Gregerson, as you know. She is my main musical collaborator, but she actually didn't play anything on the Shame Spiral album. So it is cool that we're getting her involved in the live thing because I did always want to have her contributions because I kind of missed the stuff that she would add if I knew if she was going to be recording on the songs with us. So, and yeah, there's other people, Ryan Wagner, who's also a constant collaborator of mine. We were in Two High Crew together and his band now is Total Shock, and he's in Another Joe. And yeah, there's definitely probably a couple people I'm forgetting, so I'm sorry if anyone's listening.
Needs.
But of course, Glenn, my best friend in the world. Yeah, that's right. Him and I also collaborated on a track for it. Thank you for the reminder.
When I told you that I'm going to use some Russian poetry from the 1920s, what was your initial reaction?
I mean, it sounded perfect to me. It seemed like an easy solution because I had asked you if you could, you know, basically come up with an album's worth of lyrics. And you came back and said, well, I've just found all this poetry that I can use. And I was like, okay, brilliant. There's already, like, there's going to be no waiting period while Tim is writing the lyrics. We can just get to work.
Exactly. Yeah. We got. I remember that I did actually a lot of research. I spent quite a lot of time because it's you know, it sounds like okay, cool. Let's take some poetry, put it on the music. But I'm very respectful to the poetry, so you can't really cut a section of the lyrics. So it was tough to find, you know, if like in terms of melodically, rhythmically, if there's a poem, but it also has to fit somehow into the existing music. So So it was quite a fun experience. But I'm glad that we figured that out and that we're gonna play a show on Saturday at the Lido. This is gonna be great.
I know. I can't believe we're doing a show. It's gonna be amazing.
Exactly. You don't normally play live shows with all your projects, so this is kind of like where I'm stepping out of my comfort zone doing this. This is where you're stepping out of your comfort zone and playing a show.
Yeah, I don't think I've played a actual band show since 2014. So yeah, it's been almost 10 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be fun. All right, so let's just summarize what's happening on Saturday. We're going to the Shame Spiral with the album Dictaphone Future to play. We're playing the whole album at the Lido. It's $10 to get in. There are limited LP versions available, right?
Yeah, there's going to be 13 lathe cut editions of the record available with all handmade covers and professionally printed inserts. There's also going to be a whole bunch of records from Botrians from the Hill. Because I don't really play shows or get myself out there, I have a large stockpile of records that I'm hoping people might be interested in when they go to the merch table, which is going to be manned by Ryan Angus from DBS. So Everyone can look forward to that.
This is legendary. This event is going to be legendary. We have DBS members doing merch.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's next? Kirk Hammack is going to serve drinks or something.
Yeah, that'll be the next show in another 10 years.
Exactly. All right, guys, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much for this cool project. Thanks for involving me. And I'm very looking forward to Saturday to playing those songs together.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. And hope you have a great show on the radio right now. And I'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday. Thanks, Chris. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. That was Chris, who we discussed is the man behind the idea behind the album Dictaphone Future by the band Shame Spiral. We're playing on Saturday at the Lido. Should be a fun show. A great, intimate, small room, dark room, which is perfect for such dark music. How about I'll play one more song? The first song which we heard was called Amoral. This is lyrics from my dad, but this is lyrics from a legendary Soviet and Russian poet, Vladimir Mayakovsky. The song is called «А вы могли бы». That's it. This is Dictaphone Future and playing on Saturday at the Lido. Hello, that was song «А вы могли бы» by Shame Spiral from the album Dictaphone Future, where we'll be playing this album live on Saturday at the Lido. Should be super, super fun. The little piece of this album will be available for sale along with a whole bunch of other records from the Bo Dreams from the Hill record label. So if you don't have any plans on Saturday and you're into weird, dark music, which on the recording sounds like it was recorded on a dictaphone in a dark room, this is a perfect option for yourself. Yeah, good. Let's move on. Let's keep playing music and let's keep previewing the events which are taking place in Vancouver. There's a new band which features John Wright from No Means No. The band is called Dead Bob. This is, one of No Means No side projects. Dead Bob released a brand new album. It's called Lifelike. It has a fantastic cast of musicians in this band. There's Byron from Invasives, my good friend Christy Lee, who plays with me in Russian Team and Power Brothers and in her own rock band called Wrong. It's a fantastic band, and obviously the cornerstone of this project is John Wright from the legendary Canadian band No Means No. So on Friday, Dead Bob are playing in Vancouver. They're playing at the venue Pearl on Granville Street, and they're playing The Vicious Cycles, another legendary Vancouver band, is opening the show. This is on Friday, December 1st, which is tomorrow, at the Pearl. And I know that people in Vancouver do like anything related to No Means No, which is absolutely legendary Vancouver Canadian band. So I'm expect this venue to be full on Friday. How about we check out one of the songs? I'll play a song called Just Brief by Dead Bob. And you will, if you know No Means No, you will hear the similarities and the quality of that music. Let's do it. This is Dead Bob playing at the Pearl on Friday, December 1st. The song is called Just Breathe. Hello, hello, hello. That was weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the nice messages. This is going great. I played you two bands, which we'll be playing on Friday at the Pearl. Dead Bob, this is a new project which features John Wright from legendary No Means No. And that was a song from the album called Life Like, which is out, has been out for a while, since April. And Dead Bob are playing on Friday at the Pearl. I played the opening track from this album called Just Breathe. And then we heard legendary Vicious Cycles. That was a song called Keep Your Hands Off My Bike. Good. Very, very good. So Vicious Cycles and Dead Bob are playing on Friday at the Pearl on Granville Street. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. Whole bunch of other podcasts available from other programs on CITR. And yeah, this is it. Another reminder that, like I said, the project which I'm involved with called Dictaphone Future, the album release show is at the Lido on Saturday. So if you don't have any plans and you enjoy weird music in a dark room, this is a perfect place for you to come. The Lido, $10 to get in. Dictaphone Future album release, LP release show. Thanks so much for listening. That was great. And I'll wrap up the show with a song by the band called Sum 41. The song is called Pieces. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. I tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I'm not all the things I said. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know, just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own. This place is so empty, my thoughts are so tempting. I don't know how it got so bad. Sometimes it's so crazy that nothing can save me, but it's the only thing that I have. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know, just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own.